This November election is undoubtedly the most important presidential election in the history of our great country, don't you think? So much, so very much of world events and the future of our very own beloved country will be dependent upon who sits in the Oval Office. One of either Hillary Clinton or Donald Trump will undoubtedly do so. This next president will affect the world over far more than Barack Hussein Obama, or George W. Bush, or Ronald Reagan, or Bill Clinton, or even Franklin Delano Roosevelt. So, who will be your next president of the United States, my fellow Americans? Who? The next president of the United States will, like Obama, issue executive orders. These executive orders are as important as any legislation passed by Congress, perhaps even more so. Clinton or Trump will have a pen and a phone, just as Obama did. Either candidate as president will order the affairs of we the people, for better or for worse. Those executive orders, as they are issued, can touch and affect every aspect of our lives, every aspect. They can affect our economy. They can affect the health care we now enjoy. Those executive orders can affect homeland security and education and even commerce the world over and so much more. So, who, my fellow Americans, do you want to issue those executive orders for the next 4 years, Trump or Clinton? The next president, as a personality, will represent us here and abroad. We Americans want to like our president, respect and admire him or her. We want to watch our president at work and even at play and feel comfortable with our president's personality and the look and the dress, and especially with the way our president speaks and communicates. So, which one, Trump or Clinton, would you like to listen to and watch for the next 4 years? The President of the United States appoints the secretaries, the leaders of the various federal agencies. Those appointments of critical decision makers are so very important to our country in every way. Donald Trump would appoint far different secretaries than Hillary Clinton. We may assume that Trump would appoint more conservative leaders and Clinton more liberal. So, which kind of agency leader would you like to have? A Trump appointee or a Clinton appointee? One of the critical agencies is, of course, the Internal Revenue Service, the IRS. You recall Lois Lerner, I hope you do, an Obama appointee, and the effect a liberal, even radical decision-maker like her at IRS can have in matter of tax. You recall, again I hope, that Lois Lerner targeted conservative groups and conservative entities and nonprofit corporations simply because they were conservative. The next president of the United States will appoint the next head of the IRS. Do you want Trump or do you want Clinton to make that decision? Secretaries and agencies issue regulations, some constructive, but most onerous and difficult, and way too many. America drowns in regulations, constantly changing and controlling, and in many ways even more important than congressional legislation itself. When those regulations are issued, you have to follow them. And even though we are awash in regulations now, more and perhaps many more will come in the next 4 years. Do you want Clinton or do you want Trump to issue those regulations? Perhaps the most important agency of all is the Department of Justice. The current Attorney General, Loretta Lynch, in my opinion, is little more than a lackey for Barack Hussein Obama. That's my opinion. The IRS Lerner scandal, the Clinton email scandal, Fast and Furious, and so many others, now long-forgotten scandals and illegal episodes, were never really investigated, much less prosecuted by the Department of Justice. Thank you very much, Attorney General Loretta Lynch. Former Attorney General Eric Holder and now Loretta Lynch take their marching orders from Barack Hussein Obama. The president, in essence, calls the shots, even though DOJ is supposed to be an independent and objective agency. Nothing of the kind. Not even close. The next president of the United States will appoint the next attorney general. Do you want that appointment to be made by Trump or by Clinton? Ah, my friends, and the next president of the United States will be the commander-in-chief. That is, President Trump or President Clinton will make ultimate decisions for all America's military, Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines, and all things military. The next president will be involved in budget setting for the updating the state-of-the-art investments in military personnel and equipment. The world is chock full of militant, hostile, and aggressive warlike nations, nuclear nations, ever growing in military capability, including and especially nuclear war. They have that capability, so many of them, our enemies, so that the state of readiness of our military can never stay ahead of the game for the protection of our great country and we the people without a consistent and even ever-increasing military budget. Barack Obama has cut ours. The allocation of funds begins with the president and then is authorized by Congress. The amount of money we the people invest is critical. Who, my fellow Americans, who do you want to make those important military decisions, the setting of military budgets, and the allocation of funds? Who? Clinton or Trump? The next president of the United States will have the power as commander-in-chief to declare war. Clinton or Trump can put America, we the people, our assets, and our people, and our resources to war. War in today's world means eventually nuclear. It has to. It is unquestionably inevitable that the next war, perhaps the so-called Third World War, will bring one or more nuclear explosions. Can you fathom that? And undoubtedly more, killing not just millions of human beings, but potentially hundreds of millions of human beings. Nuclear war will destroy much of the planet, perhaps forever tarnish our environment, and change the way people live the world over, including and especially for us. It's going to happen to us and our beloved America. I don't see any way it can be avoided. There is every good possibility that some part of America will be the victim of a nuclear attack. So who do you want to make the decisions to protect our country and we the people from war and nuclear war? Who? Trump or Clinton? The next president of the United States will appoint at least one Supreme Court justice. I think more. One will be appointed immediately. And that appointment, subject to the approval of the Senate, will come even before the end of January, so that this critical court will have its full 9 members. The Supreme Court now seems evenly split between conservative and liberal. 4 justices essentially liberal, altogether liberal, and 4 conservative. Hillary Clinton will appoint a justice liberal, no doubt about that, perhaps extremely liberal. And Donald Trump may be presumed to appoint a justice conservative, or at least somewhat so. And that justice will be the swing vote in some of the most critical decisions America will face ever in the next 4 years. So, do you want Donald Trump or do you want Hillary Clinton to make that decision? Some think that the power to appoint the next justice of the United States Supreme Court, SCOTUS, will be the most important decision the next president will make. Let me repeat that. Some think that the power to appoint the next justice of the United States Supreme Court will be the most important decision the next president will make. That one decision will affect our country and we the people for years, even decades to come. The constitutionality of America is at stake. The interpretation of the rule of law is at stake. Our governmental system of federalism, which is founded so much so on states' rights, is very much at stake. The federal government continues to grow in power and clout, while states' rights recede and decline. new constitutional rights have been found to exist by this current Supreme Court. Oh, unbelievable. Though never even mentioned by our Constitution. The appointment of the next Supreme Court Justice, the ninth, will determine whether or not our Supreme Court returns to a more conservative, strict construction and interpretation of the Constitution, or whether the court will think of the Constitution as organic, flexible, changing as individuals would have it, modern and adaptable, more guide than law itself. So, what kind of Supreme Court do you want, my fellow Americans? And do you want Clinton to appoint a liberal justice or Trump to appoint a more conservative justice? That decision, once again, is perhaps the most important, perhaps by far, the next president will make. The next president will be empowered to make treaties with foreign nations. The philosophy, the political convictions of President Clinton or President Trump will guide our economic relations with all nations. The negotiations of treaties are so very important, for when they are negotiated by the president and ratified by the Senate, those treaties become the law of our land, the supreme law of our land. Are you aware of that? And where any conflict exists, these treaties supersede our very own laws. Witness the treaty with Iran, which millions think was one of the worst international bargains ever made by any American president, with, of course, the concurrence of the United States Senate. The effects of that treaty will influence world events for years to come. America constructs treaties with nations and most favorite nations. There are preferences, self-interest principles, and political considerations at work in every negotiation by this president and by the next. Who, my fellow Americans, do you want negotiating, making critical treaties with foreign nations, Trump or Clinton? The difference in such decision-making will affect America for years and years to come. The next president will have the ability to drive policy which drastically affects education. We now wrestle with Common Core, an educational product of the federal government forced in so many ways upon the states, with the ever-present threat of the taking away of federal funding if Common Core is not implemented. So many states and the good teachers therein rebel and don't want it, but often to little avail. Much of the history of our great country continues to be rewritten and even disrespected. Educational priorities change, some for the good, but many not, but always with the influence, the pressure, and even the power, the economic power of the federal government. States' rights with regard to education are often ignored by the federal government. The next president of the United States will determine whether or not the federal government continues its aggressive move forward in education, or whether there is the return of more decision-making and discretion on the part of our 50 states. Trump and Clinton will make different decisions, you can be sure of that, even radically different. Which one of those candidates do you, my fellow Americans, want to make those decisions, those educational decisions, Trump or Clinton? Our Constitution and especially our very Bill of Rights, our freedoms are very much at stake. There is now at work the battle for the First Amendment to the Constitution, the battle for freedom of religion, freedom of speech, freedom of press and assembly, some of the most cherished and fundamental freedoms so essential to a well-functioning democracy. Religion is under attack everywhere, especially Christianity, Protestant or Catholic. Islam seems to grow, or at least escape liberal attacks, at least for now, while all things Judeo-Christian are under fire. Boy, are they ever under fire. Anti-Semitism continues to grow, especially on college campuses, you know, that BDS movement, without any real concern on the part of so many liberal or even radical leaders and spokespersons. The next president, like Obama, will continue to attack religion, I am sure of that, and seek to curtail free speech, or at least they'll have the opportunity to do so,
and to institute penalties and punishment for anything this political establishment deems as, you know, hate speech. The media and the press, now so highly liberal, will only grow in influence and even control. Conservative points of view and thinking can be further marginalized. The next president will drive change, like Obama change, even further, perhaps well beyond the liberal change of Barack Hussein Obama himself. Or the next president can return balance and fairness by protecting and defending the Constitution and the freedoms we now enjoy in our 27 amendments. Defend that, again, most especially with respect to the First Amendment. So, Trump and Clinton will take entirely different approaches to these most important freedom matters. Clinton may be presumed to appoint the next justice of the Supreme Court or the heads of federal agencies who will attempt to further restrict First Amendment freedoms and agree with Supreme Court Justice Elena Kagan, who said, hear this clearly, my fellow Americans, Kagan, some voices should be silenced so that others can be heard. Well, do you have any idea which voices would be silenced on the part of the liberal, even radical Elena Kagan? So, my fellow Americans, who do you want invested in all such power to deal with our Constitution, our Bill of Rights, and our basic freedoms? Who? Trump or Clinton? The next president of the United States will be invested with the power of decision-making with respect to world affairs. ISIS, for example. ISIS. The next president will decide how to deal with this radical, demonic, jihadist evil. That new president, 2016, will deal with immigration and whether or not our immigration laws and policies should finally be enforced or even further liberalized. The next president will determine exactly what is required for the entrance of immigrants to the United States, whether temporary or permanent. That president will issue executive orders with respect to immigration and the ultimate legal treatment of immigrants, which can drastically affect how we the people live and, of course, our economy. Should, my fellow Americans, Donald Trump or Hillary Rodham Clinton make those critical decisions? Who? The next president of the United States, your president, will appoint diplomats to represent our country with respect to foreign nations. So many diplomats receive appointments as political favors or payback. Some are scholarly, true Americans, and represent our country well. That is an important power, and there will be differences indeed between the decisions of Trump and Clinton. Who should make them? One of the largest, greatest powers of this next president, any president of the United States, is the power of the veto. The power of the veto. The president can veto any legislation passed by Congress, both House and Senate, in accordance with his political philosophy. Just veto it for any or no reason. That legislation is over and done with, unless it then receives a vote of 2/3 of the members of Congress, House, and Senate. And that is almost impossible in so many cases. The next president controls the legislation which is passed and the rule of law in our great country. Oh, does he or she ever? So, my fellow Americans, who do you want to exercise the power of the veto? Donald John Trump or Hillary Rodham Clinton? Who? And we will elect Clinton or Trump president for 4 years, a term beginning in January 2017 and ending in January 2021. But the presidential trend in America has now been not for 4 years, but for 8. Our last 3 presidents have been elected and reelected, 2 terms in total, 8 full years for Clinton and Bush and Obama. 8 full years as president with all of those powers. Again, Bill Clinton was reelected, George Bush was reelected, and Barack Obama was reelected. The last 24 years of the American presidency were controlled by 3 men. Enormous power exercised by one man for a period of 8 full years. And we might well expect that if Clinton is elected, she, of course, will run for re-election and may very well win again. If Trump is elected, he as well will surely run for re-election and may very well win again. So that perhaps the ultimate factor which influences presidential voting 2016 for you and me is to determine which of these two candidates we would want as our president for the next 8 years, Trump or Clinton. Who should be your president? To be truthful, each candidate has considerable negatives. Most polls, if you bother to believe them, I don't. But they indicate that there is serious dislike on the part of we the people for both candidates. Trump is bombastic, critical, often shallow in his thinking, and of course his response. Clinton is viewed as unethical, boy is she ever, not to be trusted, and generally unlikable. Perhaps we the people are fundamentally dissatisfied with both candidates. There are better, so we think. Nonetheless, it is quite certain indeed that one, either Trump or Clinton, will be our next president. As one political pundit stated, which one is the lesser of two evils? Interesting, isn't it? Which one is the lesser of two evils, Trump or Clinton? Which one will you vote for? In January 2017, either Secretary of State Hillary Clinton will become President Clinton and our country will have its first gentleman in the White House. That would be Bill. Or we will call businessman and billionaire Donald Trump president. President Trump. Wow. Which one do you think is right for America? And how will you vote? Oh, and please, my fellow Americans, oh, please vote. Please vote, no matter for whom you vote. You must vote now more than ever. This is the most critical vote in American presidential history. You owe it to yourself, your family, your children, and your grandchildren, and all of us. You must vote. Be a fundamental part of this critical process. And please be hopeful and positive as much as you can for the leadership of our great country. Pope Benedict XVI said the following, "One who has hope lives differently." Again, one, may that be you and me, who has hope lives differently. I have hope, and I live positively for the betterment of my beloved America. Do you? We can think in positive terms. We can hope, and we can live for the good of our great country. Christians are commanded to pray for our leaders, for our president, now and the one to come. I do, and I hope you do. Even as we study the facts, perhaps we should all pray fervently that the right man or woman leads America in the next 4 years. So, my fellow Americans, who will you vote for as your president? Donald John Trump or Hillary Rodham Clinton? Who? The world awaits your decision.